Hare Krishna. Entrust the reins of your chariot to God, to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is a historical conversation that happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And in that battle, Krishna was the charioteer of Arjuna. At the same time, along with this historical factuality, there is also a universal dimension to the Bhagavad Gita's message, which is also conveyed not just to the through the universality of its message, but also through the symbolism of the stage on which the message was delivered. So the stage was a chariot, and on that chariot, Krishna was present as the charioteer, and Arjuna was the warrior or the passenger in the chariot. So now, one of the most well-known Upanishadic metaphors is of the chariot body. So the body is compared to a chariot, and within that bodily chariot, the intelligence is supposed to be the charioteer, and the soul is the passenger. So now, if we see, we are all, in that sense, in a chariot. And we are all the passengers of the chariot of the body. And the whole message of the Bhagavad Gita is that we see that just as at the start of the Gita, Arjuna was ordering Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaye Me Achyuta. He was ordering Krishna, do this, don't go here, take the chariot between the two armies so that I can see who are the warriors who are fighting over there. Now, by the end, by doing this, by ordering Krishna around, Arjuna ended up bewildered. And then he eventually submitted to Krishna, learned from Krishna, and agreed to do the will of Krishna, as is demonstrated in the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.73, when he says, Karishye Vachanam Tava, I will do your will. So, what we see in the Bhagavad Gita essentially is this symbolism, this universal message that we all are in the chariot of the body and we have our intelligence. And actually speaking, if we see, the Bhagavad Gita itself says that Krishna himself is also present in our hearts. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjunishtati brahman sarva bhutani yantra rudhani maya. So Krishna is directing the wanderings of all living beings in this material world. So we could say he's already present as the charioteer. But when we want to act independently, when we want to act as per our own conceptions of what is to be done and what is not to be done, then at that time, we order Krishna around, and that makes us bewildered. But just as Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita agreed to do Krishna's will, so we need to surrender the reins of our chariot to Krishna. We need to accept Krishna's intelligence as our intelligence. We study the Bhagavad Gita and learn the wisdom that he is giving therein, and enrich, empower, equip, enhance our intelligence with that intelligence, harmonize our intelligence with his intelligence. And then we learn to act according to his will, which is what ultimate Shastra is meant for. In 16.24, Krishna says, Tasmat Shastram Pranante Karya Karyavastha Gyatva Shastra Dhanoktam Karma Kartumi Harasik. Krishna says, therefore, act according to Shastra. So when we do that, learn to act according to Shastra, then we actually move onwards steadily in our life and attain success and perfection, just as Arjuna attained. So as long as we want to keep the reins of our chariot in our hands, that means we want to do what we want to do, and we expect that the super soul, who is actually controlling the body and guiding the body, we as souls don't know how the body works. We have desire for it to work, and it works accordingly. So when we let our body function according to, we make our body function according to our desire. That is, we are telling Krishna, do this, do this, although we may not be aware that we are ordering Krishna. When we want to act according to our will, then we end up in delusion. But when we hand over the reins of our chariot to Krishna, that means, Krishna, you guide me and I will do your will. Then Krishna guides us to progress and success in this world as well as the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.